Hey guys, it is Nyaneko. I don't know why I say that like a question. It's Nyaneko. Hi. Thanks for joining me again. If you are consistently listening to these, you guys are amazing. If not, welcome. This is just something I do to help me focus on what I'm doing, and just get me started doing it. So tonight I am continuing the script that I mentioned before, the kind of historical, I haven't titled it yet, but it is the, let me try to find it. Sorry, computer noises. Where did it go? Okay, so I've tentatively titled this the title tentatively is I Won't Let You Take Her, but we'll see how this goes. So right now I'm kind of stuck with what to do next. So I've set the scene and I'm kind of trying to dive into the sex scene next. So, the summary is a crown prince's coming-of-age celebration results in a gift from the king, a young peasant woman. She is terrified, but refusing the gift would cost her life. Tradition demands proof of fertility in order to gain the throne. Another reason why I'm doing these podcasts is just practicing dictation and reading, because talking is one thing, but when you're like reading, I tend to get tongue-tied, or, like, I would just speak really slowly and try to make it sound intentional, but it's really not. This is going to contain typing and clicking, so I apologize in advance. This might be a bit of a longer one as I think through things, but, I am kind of leaving the male character, or I'm leaving the prince character up to interpretation as far as what his personality is like. Me reading this is not going to mean anything because it's supposed to be a prince. And I cannot do a guy's voice, obviously. So, let's see. This is definitely going to be a behind-the-scenes or a sneak preview of this one. I really want to make this one, like, good. Some of the other ones I don't put that much thought into, but this one, just because of the setting I've created, I really want to make a good story. Because I don't think I'm gonna make this a series. I mean, there may be a part two, but it's not gonna be like a day-by-day interaction between these two characters. And I've left room for myself if I were to continue this, but at the moment this is gonna be a one-off. Okay, so I'll read the first couple lines. So, he's drunk from the party, comes in drunk. Oh, my head, why does the room spin? You, get out. No, you can and you will. Then there's a lot of rustling, thump on the door, you open the door. Captain, what? Why are there so many guards in the hall? An audience? Are you being serious? His Majesty's orders. No, I do understand tradition. Yes, Captain, of course. Or you could take that of like a more sub, like M sub type, like an audience? Are you being serious? His Majesty's orders. No, I do understand tradition. Yes, Captain, of course. Close the door. So like, those two lines, those two directions is where I'm kind of seeing someone could take them. Sneak preview, oh my goodness. Sorry, just checking my phone. I do have the binaural setting on the microphone right now, so again, if you like that, or if you don't, let me know. I'll change it for the next one. Yeah. Again, I do treat the listener as another character, and I make that back and forth between the two characters. I try to make it as realistic as possible, and it's important for the performer to give time for that listener character to respond to them. So taking pauses between lines is important and makes it a little more believable instead of just reading it straight through. Because like, you can pretend to respond to them and stutter and all that stuff, and yeah. So right now I'm at the point where the prince is begging the listener to have sex, basically. And I'm not sure if I've made his plea as convincing as it could be, or like, it's like, at one point she actually convinced. 'Cause it's not like she has a choice right now, but still, he wants it to be her choice to, he wants to have her bring herself to that and be okay with that, because he doesn't want to force this upon her like it's already been. Like, he doesn't want to make it worse. And what I'm talking about is, like, they have to have sex, and they have to conceive in order for her to continue living, and also for him to continue living, and they have, like, a 3-month window for that. So, I guess this is gonna be how I write a sex scene. again, if this is kind of long, this is usually how long it takes me to write something, because I tend to overthink things, and you have to use dialogue to signify where body parts are, and if you're, like, lying down or whatever. But it's, I briefly talked to Metallic Sub. Hi, Metallic Sub, if you're listening, about, just the dialogue difference between, like, an MDOM and an MSUB. MDOM, they would just tell you what to do. MSUB, often you'll have them repeat what the listener would say to let the listener know that they just said it. Like, you want me to lick where? Your ear? That type of, like, repetition. Realistically, it would sound very strange, but for the sake of radio drama, you kind of need to do that. Excuse the neighbor dog. My approach to writing scripts is very dialogue-based. I don't tend to get narrative with things. It's not really, something, it's not a format that I'm used to writing in, necessarily. And having it read out to you is more like having a book read out to you. So what I'm trying to do with my scripts is just make it an actual radio drama type of thing. where it's just dialogue. So yeah, it's lots of things that go through my mind. Okay, so the prince right now is, again, spoilers. And again, this might change by the time I actually publish this, but, please, I'm usually not one to beg. Please, my lady, I'm kneeling before you. Trust me when I say we'll get through this together. Please don't cry. And then it's just like, okay, is she actually convinced at this point? And then I have stage cues like, exhale with a smile when she nods. And I say that because it does sound different. Like the shape of your mouth when you're breathing. Like you can tell if someone is actually smiling just by listening to how they're breathing. Like, it's more like a different vowel than that type of thing. So many things to think about. usually I keep an eye on the time of how long I've been recording, but I think I'm just gonna go for it. This might be an hour. If you're listening to this for the whole entire thing, I applaud you, and thank you so much for listening. Okay, back to the script. Please don't cry, dramatic pause, exhale with a smile when she agrees and she nods. Swallow nervously, because I love those, like, reflexive reactions, like swearing under your breath, or accidentally dropping something, or swallowing. It just makes it more realistic. May I kiss you? A trick that I saw for kissing sounds is kissing the back of your hand between like your thumb and your pointer finger, but you have your hand in like a loose fist almost, so you have that skin to play with and also that empty space. Also don't be afraid to like breathe and moan a bit while you're kissing, like, that sort of thing. this got not safe for work very quickly. and I'm not saying I'm an expert, like, I have yet to record my own erotic audio. At this point, I don't know how far I'm comfortable with. So for now, I'm just doing these little things. So they have their first kiss, and he has already admitted that he's a virgin as well. So they're both virgins. This is both their first time. They're both forced to do this thing together, which is like kind of the beauty of the situation. When I wrote this initially on fanfiction.net, it got a lot of reviews. I don't know how else to say it, but there were more layers on that story because it wasn't a one-off. It was time travel as well, so it got pretty complicated and I never finished it. but this scene was also the opening scene for that story. So, again, all my scripts are up for interpretation. Please feel free to add your own twist and your own dialogue onto things. So they have their first kiss. He describes the first kiss like, oh, you taste like honey. And then more kissing, and I'm gonna have him describe her, like, her, your hair is so soft in between kisses and all that stuff. I don't like rushing things, too. I know I've written some short scenes, but please take your time with lines and just, like, dive into the universe and the characters and all that stuff. Because it makes it more realistic if you're just reading lines. I think people can tell. Embarrassed laugh as you take your clothes off. Not quite like that, but, I've never been naked in front of a woman before. But more embarrassed, and obviously with a guy's voice. swallow nervously as you just breathe as she looks at you. What? What is it? And excuse the typing. I apologize again if it is really, really, really loud. I have this snazzy keyboard that lights up from the back. I've been without a computer for 4 or 5 months. My laptop got stolen, so that was fun. A lot of stuff that I started out with on JWA was off my phone. Swipe typing on my Android phone. That was fun. And this is a moment where it just takes a while. I apologize. So, also, I'm not a guy. I don't know how guys think, but as a female listener, I can assume what other ladies would want to hear, which is the reason why I have been more comfortable writing M4F scripts. So it's just like, what does he say at this point after I've never been naked in front of a woman and him reacting to her just staring at him? Because they're both virgins, and it's like, what goes on from here? This is why it takes me so long. I do want to drag this out because they're both at that stage of exploration. You've never seen a man's... You know what, I don't think I'm actually gonna keep you around for a lot of the typing, just because it's gonna take a long time, and it's a lot of, like, internal debating on my part. Okay, let's do an outline instead. So she... I'll take time to have her explore his body before she gets undressed, and so then he undresses her, maybe along the lines of being really hesitant because he's not familiar with women's clothing. Again, I'm keeping the historical era type of thing very vague because it could be in any fantastical universe historically, or any country or culture as well. Every culture has their own style of clothing. And usually when I think of medieval, with, like, how many layers of clothing as far as women's clothing goes, I mean, if it's complicated for us, imagine how it was back then. Complicated for us to even fathom how many layers they were. Even men, too. Like, men would have those really high collars at one point. Fashion is very interesting. Okay, so he's undressing her and he fumbles and learns how to undress her, and also perhaps is super embarrassed at his lack of experience, and also because he's seeing a female body for the first time. Because it's so scandalous at that time. Like, if he saw a woman's leg, that was a huge deal. No, not just leg. Like, just her ankle would have been like, oh my goodness. Ah. At least that's how I think of things. So embarrassed. React to seeing more of her skin. Asking permission. I'm gonna have him as an M sub. Well, I mean, they're both gonna be on equal footing, I think. Someone had put it like that. Bourbon kisses. equal footing. Okay, M sub. And F sub. So it's just very awkward. Awkward. Okay, so undressing, awkward, asking permission. Because you can't have her asking for, well, I guess he could have her ask for permission, but he's the only one talking. So lots of awkward moments. Let's say a moment where you're both naked in front of each other. Let's throw in a hand job, sort of. Slash exploration. I would assume it would also be a moment of self-discovery as well. I'm gonna write that anyways. I didn't say how old they were, but assuming that they're both virgins, they may or may not have known anything about sex to begin with. Oh, but that could be a thought where they try what they've been told by other people about the other sex. Gender. I was reading a book one time, and it was also a period piece where the main character, who was a girl, was having girl talk with another maid or something, and the maid was showing her how to please a man by illustrating with a rolling pin. So like, it could be like an awkward conversation of like, but I thought you're supposed to do it this way. Is that a conversation that guys have with each other? I don't think I've ever asked anyone that. Because typical girl talk, typical stereotypical girl talk that you would like see in movies or whatever, in chick flicks, all the girls would gather together and you have like your BFF and you would share details of your sexual encounters and like how big he was, what you guys did, and how you did it. Like, Are these conversations that men have with each other? I don't think so. So, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sorry for assuming. But do I want this prince to actually know what's going on? Is he super young? What would he have been told about the female body? And again, that could be two routes. One, where he's been told that, again, these are like extremes. He's been told that, no, actually, I'm not going to say anything about that because I don't want to get too political. That's something I could leave up to the reader. I could just have it where the prince is just, stunned and speechless at the sight of her. So that would lead to more M sub stuff. Okay, so personally, for me, during my early sexual experiences, I viewed my vagina as dirty, and I don't know why. So having someone else touch me down there, it was just like, nope, I'm sorry, that's off limits, that type of thing. As like in the very early stages of being with someone, when I was younger. So then, because honestly, it's like, if you're not mentally prepared for it, it's gonna hurt. At least it did for me. So, let's not have her let him do that, or, because, okay, like, emotionally, this is where she's at. She's been basically kidnapped and locked in a room with a stranger who she has to have sex with and get pregnant in order not to die. So that's her headspace. So I'm not gonna have him add to that. Yeah. So, in that sense, assuming the prince is going to be a bit more compassionate and empathetic to the situation, he's going to ask for permission for everything because he doesn't know what he's doing. Ask permission for everything. And that way it makes the dialogue easier for us, because all his dialogue will be asking for permission, and it'll signify to the listener what he's actually doing or going to do. Okay, next question would be, what type of position? Let's just go vanilla, because it's their first time. Let's also add that he's super nervous, so it's kind of difficult to stay hard, which is not something I have heard yet at GWA. Just like that nervousness. Especially nervousness for, like, the first time. Again, correct me if I'm wrong, gentlemen. I don't know what it's like. I don't know what it's like to experience that. Let me put it that way. Okay, so let's say it's very vanilla, they're in missionary, he's still struggling. And maybe she pulls him down for a sudden kiss. And then this is the moment where the reader can improvise and just react and not use words. There's something really sexy about not using words or reacting and then reacting and then words, like, again, having that reflexive reaction where you're like mid-sentence or mid-breath and you continue to react. That's really, really sexy for me. Okay, so she pulls him down for a kiss, which interrupts him and his words and his thought process, so he's just reacting. And his reaction is also going to include, like, penetration. Is it weird for me to think about this so detailed? So with that stage cue, just have like a very big reaction, because it's a first time. Also have that moment of, are you okay? You don't hurt, do you? It hurts? Okay, I won't move. That sort of thing. And in that moment, again, like, for me, if I'm not mentally prepared, it hurts. So, you have to give me time to have that moment of going ahead with it before it won't hurt anymore. And I'm not saying that's like a virginal thing at all. Like, if I haven't had sex for a while, it's gonna hurt a little bit at first. And then after the fact, there's just like that little bit of bleeding, that little bit of pink. But that's just me, and it's may or may not be specific to me. I can only speak from my experiences. This just got really real. I might do another podcast about, like, I might do a Q&A about what it's like to be a woman, if any guys have any specific questions for me. I'll try my best to answer them. And any ladies out there, if your experience is different than mine, definitely let me know. Okay. So, checking to see if she's okay. I think that is very important because that signifies open communication between the two of them. And I'm a huge advocate for communication in any relationship, in any friendship, I was having this conversation with a friend actually yesterday. I haven't talked to him for a while, but he found a girl he likes. And he was just saying he's really good at like the flirting stage, but when it comes to like that moment that he realizes he wants something more from their relationship, he just can't bring himself to say anything. And I'm just like, just be honest with her. Sit her down and ask her what she wants out of this relationship. And if you guys are not willing to be honest with each other, why are you bothering to do this? Like, you have to define your relationship, whether it's friendship or friends with benefits or something more, or even just defining it as I don't know yet. That at least is an answer that you can go forward from together, and so that you're like, you're on the same page sort of thing. Yeah, that conversation was fun. Is it really that hard for people to be honest with each other? I mean, it's, there's something freeing about talking with a stranger, but if you're talking with a friend, why do you have to have those boundaries between you two? Anyways, that was a tangent. My cat is yawning. Meow. Okay. Check to see if she's okay, i.e. open communication. Because these two characters are in it together. So you have to have that. And then that also creates more dialogue when they're trying to work things out together. Yeah, even playing field, equal footing, that sort of thing. Open communication. Okay, I'm gonna, like, fast forward a little bit and say the reader has room to improvise. I can't think of the word right now. So improvise the sex scene, basically. Because I've realized if you put too much dialogue during sex, it's one, it sounds scripted. Two, hi. Yeah, you wanna sit? Come up here. Come sit. Yeah. No? Okay. What was I saying? If you add too much dialogue during sex, the performer may have a hard time reading lines at the same time. So I just kind of leave it at that, and then maybe add dialogue after the fact. Or only put like one or two lines that I really need in. Yeah, you want to sit? There you go. Hi. A little bit of ASMR for you guys. I love those purrs. Let me know if I should start an ASMR channel devoted to her. It'll be purrs 24/7. Again, if you made it this far, if you've made it this far, thanks again for listening. I really hope this helps you relax or fall asleep, if anything, or just think about things and writing scripts. Things like that. I really love hearing from you guys. Cat, you're kind of being loud. Okay, so improvising the sex scene. He does have to come in her. I mean, that's the whole point. For those of you who don't have cats, I'm a first-time cat owner, but if you, like, scratch lightly the base of the tail along the spine... She can't help but do that. It's like, involuntary. It's really, really funny. She goes all cross-eyed. Are you gonna say hi to Mike? I might cut out extended periods of cat talk. Unless you guys really want to hear this. So let's say... Let's say they have a moment of just looking at each other. Afterwards. And maybe go super romantic, like your eyes are gorgeous. And just have like a really, really sweet moment just for themselves. Because the next part that I'm planning, so if you remember at the beginning, I read the first couple lines that he was talking with the captain, and that he had an audience, so I'll have the captain barge in. So the captain barges in, there's a lot of commotion. Basically, they're taking her away. Because he's done. I guess, I don't know how else to say it. Yeah. Ooh, I could do this too. I could have the captain look at her. Like, inspect her to see if, saying it is just too explicit. Cat, what are you doing? Okay. Oh, cringy. Okay, so the captain would basically check to see if he's actually come in her or not. And sees that she does. So he's getting ready to take her away. But I want the prince to fight for her. And maybe, I mean, it's up to whoever is reading this to add, like, clothing sound effects or like a struggle. So the prince struggles with the captain to physically grab the listener back. Um This is also a line that I wrote for my original story, like, I'm not done with her yet. Like, the prince would tell the captain that he's not done with her yet. And in that sense, he would be putting up a front to the captain, in the sense that he's portraying authority over the captain. In stating that this woman is his. But in reality, the two of them are on equal footing. He just has to make it look like he has authority, which, I mean, he does, but so I guess that's a little bit of a power struggle between the captain and the prince, to be defined by the reader at the very beginning of it. But I at this point, I want the prince to put his foot down and say, you're not taking her. Like, you have your proof. Just leave, or what? Maybe in other words. I'm not finished with her yet. That could be another phrase. So, like, you have that tense struggle. And if we're talking about, like, story planning, you have, like, your build-up, and then you have your climax of the story, pun intended, and then it kind of dives down and tips and all that stuff. Most of the audios I hear, if you're talking about, like, a build-up and then the climax, and then there's not much aftercare. Aftercare is something I actually have to look for through the audios on GWA, and there's just, it's, aftercare is really important, and really endearing to listen to, because it's just that extra level of care that just reaffirms the relationship, instead of, like, I just come, that was awesome, thanks, and you just leave it at that. It's like, you have to give your body time to come down from that climax, and that process is relaxing, and so important. So important. And, like, from a performer's point of view, from a writer's point of view, giving your listener that time, that extra couple breaths to recover from their orgasm, I feel like that's very important. Okay, so what we've done is we have this tense moment at the very beginning where they have to decide to do this. They get on the same level and have sex, have their climax, and then there's not much aftercare. Yeah. Come sit. There you go. Apologies again of how long this is gonna be. Oh, we're almost at an hour. Okay, I'll try to wrap this up. So what I was saying is, you have lots of build-up, and you need that cool-down, so to speak. But that gets interrupted by the captain, so you need another moment for them to have together. Alone, obviously. And again, we'll have it on, like, a sweet moment. But also, like, bringing it back to reality. And almost like a melancholy, I don't know if that's the right word, melancholy type of mood. And also just to recap the situation and say that they're there for each other and that they're in this together. That sort of thing. Okay, so that's, like, basically the outline of the story, and so I just have to fluff out the rest of it, basically. And it doesn't take much. You just have to find the right words and the right dialogue to signify what's going on. Again, I can't stress enough, take your time between reading lines. Give your listener character time to react to you, and it makes it more believable. Okay, I'm gonna leave it at this. It's been a long time, and congratulations again if you made it. Thank you oh so much from the bottom of my heart if you've listened to this entire thing, and I will see everyone tomorrow.